you have at the end of your pew a Bible. It might be quite helpful to you might have to share. Turn to page 986 of the Pew Bible to look at the reading that we had. Page 986, it's towards the end of the Bible. There's actually one extra verse that we should have had for our reading, and it's this: "But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." That's verse 31. "But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." On page 986, started at verse 16. And he told them this parable. That's Jesus speaking. Jesus tells them a parable. A parable's a story that has a meaning. It had a meaning for the people who first heard it 2,000 years ago, but it also has a meaning for us today. And we're going to spend a bit of time seeing if we can work out what that meaning is. I need somebody to help. You got a nice chair to sit in? We got a hand going up here. Come on then, Rachel. Okay. Rachel, could you just come and sit on the chair here? Nice chair, isn't it? Nice cushion. Rachel is the man we're talking about in the story, in our parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. What do we know about the man?
Rich.
Sorry, what was that?
Rich.
He's rich. Okay, he's rich. He's in his nice chair. I had to see if I could find something that would make him look rich. This was the best I could come up with. He's a man who's... Yes, thank you. Who's already... Parade down to show them how rich you are. He's a man who has already got enough. I'll just walk down the aisle and back again. So he's nice, I think, nice, rich. Yeah. He's got enough to live on. When compared to his neighbour or a person living, I don't know where, perhaps we might suggest some third world country, are we rich? Most of us, many of us, are rich. We have enough. We actually have more than enough. And if we're really honest, bringing a few tins along to church today or a packet of pasta is no hardship. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what does God want us to do with our wealth? Okay, so he's rich. What else can you tell me about the man? It's there from verse 16 onwards. Anybody tell me anything else about the man?
Greedy.
He is greedy. Yeah, not only is he rich, but he's greedy. He wants everything for himself. How do we know that? We know that because he uses that word I or my at least 8 times. Hold your sign. I or my. He's concerned about himself and what he wants. And yet, who does the work? Who does the work? Because if he's rich, I can't imagine he uses one of these very often. We plough the fields and scatter. Did we sing that just now? We did, didn't we?
Yes.
But the reality is, I don't think many of us have ploughed a field or scattered, have we? This rich man was greedy. He didn't do much work, either the growing of the crops, the gathering of the harvest, or in the demolition and building of the new barns. I hope he reused the material from the old barns to build the new ones, but who knows? The man uses his wealth, but does he use it wisely? Does he use it to enable others to live? And does he consider how the resources of the world should be used? What of us? There's one other thing about the man, that rich man. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns. Sorry, I'm going to go back to verse 17. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. He thought, I'll say to myself, what's that? What's that telling us about him? Sorry? He's on his own. He talks to himself. Now, many of us talk to ourselves, I know. Well, I do. But in the time that this was written, a man who was rich, or anybody in society, would have used the people around him to make the decision. It would have been so shocking for those listening to Jesus that a person would make such an important decision on their own. His wealth leads him to isolation. Can you imagine a community gathering, maybe church, where we would come together to discuss whether I was going to buy a new car or extend my house? Perhaps we should. Perhaps that's one of the ways that we are able to consider the environmental agenda. It's about having an open and honest debate about the way we use the world's resources. This man, rich, hasn't done much work, is in isolation and thinks about himself alone. Well, that's all right, isn't it? Because he's planned out his life. He's going to take life easy now. He's going to eat, drink, and to be merry. Sounds like one long party to me. But what happens to the man? What does Jesus tell us happens to the man? Verse 20, but God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. What does that mean? He's going to die. The man is going to die. I'm going to take your sign away. I'm going to put the spade that you haven't used down. Could you take your rich top off? And could you just close your eyes? You're no longer with us. Death. All the man's wealth and what he's done will be of no use to him now. He won't be eating and drinking and being merry because life has ended. The rich man's focus on himself leads him to have nothing. The parable began, the ground of a certain man, rich man, yielded an abundant harvest. That very ground that the rich man's harvest comes from is God's. God, the creator, is the one who made the ground. It begins with God's gift, the gift of the ground, the gift of crops to grow in the ground, the gift of water and the sun to enable the crops to grow. These are the gifts from God. It's why we're here today, to thank God for the many gifts given to us. Can we give Rachel a round of applause and say thank you? Let's just return to that video clip. Oh, we don't need to see it again. We'll be all right. We can remember. We saw a bean growing. In the right conditions, the bean began to grow, didn't it? It sent down roots to hold it firm. And the shoot grew out of the darkness to the light. And the light leaves follow the light. Okay, so there the roots go. Here comes that green shoot. Right, there we go. Coming up. Okay, stop there. Those leaves will now follow the light. When the sun moves, so the leaves move. Seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Seek, search, look for God's kingdom. Over these last 3 weeks, we have been considering the big issue of the environment, God's gift he has given to us. How does God want us to care and protect the environment? What should our response be? The earth is God's, and those of us who are rich have a responsibility to seek God's kingdom. What is God asking of us? In a moment of silence, perhaps we want to just reflect on those leaves as they follow and seek the sun. And in our hearts, we are seeking after God's kingdom for ourselves. It's as simple as saying to God, I ask for your help to search for you. Lord our God, we thank you for your abundance to us, for the many gifts you have given us. Help us to seek your kingdom. Help us to be wise with the riches that you have given us, and help us to know of your abundant love for each one of us and for this world. In Jesus' name, amen.